Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, September 15th, 2017. 19 people were injured inside a training building in Wedding after breathing in poisonous sulfur dioxide, and 4 were taken to a hospital. The gas was released during the cleaning of a sewage pipe. The fire department sent 70 responders, evacuated 200 people, tried to stop the leak, and aired out the facilities. Tomorrow, the world's biggest museum dedicated to street art will open in Schöneberg, called Museum for Urban Contemporary Art. Its 5 floors will feature original pieces from around 100 of the most famous urban artists from across the globe, including Shepard Fairey, who designed the iconic Hope poster depicting Barack Obama. The museum wants to cover all types of urban contemporary art, including graffiti, paste-ups, sculptures, acrylic designs, and other art forms that can be found in cities. The new museum was possible thanks to a 1 million euro state grant and additional funding from the nonprofit Berliner Leben Foundation. Entrance will be free of charge. The initiator of the Volksentscheid Fahrrad, a referendum that lobbies for rights of bicyclists, is stepping back after 2 years for job-related reasons. Heinrich Strossenreuter announced on his Facebook page that his goals were reached with a new law on bike traffic and mobility, which will be in place in 2018. The law will enforce a safer bike infrastructure, and the referendum has triggered a turn in traffic politics. Mr. Strossenreuter said that this is a worldwide unique achievement. The consultant now wants to focus more on his job as CEO for the Agentur für Kleine Städte. After 8 years of waiting, Hertha fans could cheer for their team in a European competition again. Yesterday, the first game in the group stage of the Europa League took place. The opponent was Athletic Bilbao, and the game ended 0-0. The anticipation is clouded, however, by the few tickets sold. Only 18,000 fans purchased a ticket in advance. A maximum of 25,000 were expected. Coach Pal Dardai understands the low numbers, though. As a father of 3 children, he understands that it's difficult for families to show up at a kickoff time of 9 p.m. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.